All right. God bless us in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Lord. Now, sing Amen. Siabon. We are officially starting it. Greetings to the saints again. I'm thankful. I'm grateful for you, brethren, to attend. And these are just not doctrinal subjects, but inspirational, or I can say, kutazan, is to encourage, because the Bible emphasizes kakhulu that we must encourage each other, because we all suffer the accusations from our own mind, accusations from the devil, accusations by this umhlaba nje mawubuka is discouraging. There's no hope everywhere. Politicians are failing. Morality is failing. Human virtue is failing. Yonke into iyafaila nje. The church, you don't know where you're going to look. You don't know which mculo wegospel omawulalela. You don't know. So, you are doing encouragement every day. As when it's cut sondela. So, may God bless you. May God really move with nothing, may you wear with something. So these topics are not doctrinal. Of course, they are always scriptural. They are not like we have a teaching, like we just put around by the Holy Spirit randomly just scriptures that are talking the same thing. We don't interpret the Bible. We just read them, that they speak for themselves. The aim here too is that you be encouraged, empowered, motivated, because God speaks to your soul, to your spirit, and even to your mind. So now the topic of today is God's own life hidden in you. It's God's life. What is God's life? How do you see that that person is God's life? How do you know if impilo kaNkulunkulu is operating in you? Life. Remember. The blood carries life. So Jesus, when he was offering his blood, he was offering his life. When the theologians or the revivalists, when they tried to preach the cross, especially the evangelists, They love to say Jesus died in the Garden of Gethsemane when he drank isitsha esinako konke ukungcola, you know, because his blood could not, since engazalwanga a sexual birth, so his blood was could not be have that imbeko Adam yokufa. So for him to drink izono zethu, that was when he my vuma, that's when every filthy thing from the worst sinner is a false prophet to a prostitute, to the lowest sinner, which is a prostitute. Jesus took every sin from the highest of them all to the lowest of them all, and he took all that in a spiritual context. So he after that, that's where he died, because he saw no kills him. So when in the cross, the way babeling is in the cross was the blood. The Michael, the Linda, Michael Luxon, the my veins that were in those places, the hands and the feet, and it was to drain the blood. So they say, from a shower, ebusuku, a shower ngiswebu, esinameva, igazi liphuma, ukukhathala kwakhe, ehamba ewa, it was because igazi lalisemzimbeni wakhe, lalisengasabhalansi. So all of his blood had to come out. So that's why they say, blaba bachaza bathi kwaphuma namanzi, when which is a sign, igazi maseliphume lonke, then the water starts to come out. But we know that symbolized the baptism as well, and many things. But because that blood had to come out all, so that impilo yakhe yonke, all his life, he be given as an offering. So now, because life is in the blood. So now, impilo yankulunkulu, how do you see that there is the life of God there? As I always say, especially we are in a Pentecostal background, we love to summarize things and generalize things, especially things that, okay, Pentecostals, when it comes to doctrines and stuff, okay, they are confused. But in the things of the Spirit, they generalize, you know. Pentecostal will jump and say, oh, and people say, he's under the Spirit, or is the Spirit speaking through him, or is it the anointing, and he was under power. So it's just, we have to separate these things. Just an opening scripture, Jeremiah 33, because there's a lot of scriptures I'm going to read. I'm moving fast. Jeremiah 33, yes, Zulu, verse 6. Jeremiah 33, verse 6. We'll be quick again, because we don't have much time. I want to keep these things in an hour. English, it is, behold, I will bring it a health and cure, and I will call them and will reveal unto them abundance of peace and truth. Impilo. That's why ngafunanga uba ngingene kumagama nje uhlamba ukuthi Holy Ghost or just impilo. Impilo yomuntu uyibona if umuntu rich, impilo yakhe will show. Unless he's very disciplined. But impilo yakhe will show. If umuntu une power, some power, no political power, no mayini, patience yakhe will show. Ukubekezela kwakhe will show, because ngishemiswa i-traffic cop la, umbona nje indlela aphendula ngayo ukuthi yena ngafonela imeya manje. So your life shows whatever that you are shows through your life. If kunokukhanya in your life, it will show. If there is darkness empilweni yakho, it will show. These things you cannot hide, because they are your life. And now, God's own life and were hidden, because unkulunkulu uyazifihla. That's why Bible City hears this treasure in earthen vessels. Uyazifihla unkulunkulu from the world. He shields himself ngathi ukhetha the things ezibukelwa phansi. In the society, it takes those things, and why? It's because God wants to hide. The umhlaba esiphila kuona is not his domain. Owakhe by creation, but by possession, njengamanje uthunjiwe by cosmos, which is uSatan. And yeah, because Satan uSatan wasebenzisa amalungelo ukuthi abantu ababebekwe as custodians of lomhlaba ababunjwa ngawo babekwa as amakhosi lomhlaba bawudayisa ngesono. So uSatan had right now because abona abantu basemhlabeni sold out. So ke he can influence ama galaxies and everything amadiboni because the people that live there are sinners. So if a sinner lives in a place, he has to be surrounded by things of sin. Ingako umkhathi wa demon possessed and ngaphansi komhlaba kwaba nesihogo demons that are there because isoni will function by these spirits. You can go anywhere where there is sinners noma abahede nje noma ungabathola amakhoikhoi noma ungabathola bengena civilization, you will find them worshipping the devil. You can go to the most njengabantu behlala bethi nje Christianity, whatever, Bible, they will corrupt the world. We can go to the people in the jungles who never seen any. You'll find them seeking God but worshipping the devil, spirits of some sort. And bekwazi ukuba operator loma spirits. They, you'll find them worshipping a voodoo or something, but they know how to call those spirits. I'm talking people who because a sinner is automatically it's like a cell phone. Makuthiwa cell phone yakho like in a SIM card functional, then that cell phone belongs to a network. That cell phone in a location, so it's connected. So exactly, a sinner is born being a child of hell, connected to the devil directly. Then by foreknowledge, get conscious, and election, ilambele uNkulunkulu, who has to reveal himself through the gospel. So isoni, every time isoni, sizalwa sithunjiwe, sikezweni lokuthunjwa. So the life that had to be created around that by the devil was a life that will communicate to the soni from the day sizalwa. Isoni noma singenzani. Noma singenzani isono ngamandla aso sithi sifuna ukuba right, it will only go to the devil because impilo ekuso ifidwa by evil spirits to function. There is a people abarebele the religion in the world, people ababizwa ukuthi amaguru, those people who became philosophers, and those people they rebelled from any form of formal religion. Those people, they balanced the trend of Buddha, a trend of seeking to be free from the burdens and the frustrations and the concerns of this world, to find peace, inner peace, and the Buddha, they will go and stay and meditate for months and stay there 2 years or so, and until he hits a certain spirit, and that spirit will give him peace and he will come back, and these people become philosophers. They get tired of whatever Muslim is, whatever, because Hamba Babon with him, this set of rules that are manipulated by cruel politicians, and religions become state religions, and that state religions formulate a court, and that court even a law, and that law even manipulative, favor the rich and the powerful, and also put the poor in prison for life. But it's a certain religion in all those things. So okay. Then basically my streams get those who say we are atheists, Jim Stalin, we don't want anything, any religion. Then those get, but they become the monsters of this life, the ironclad and dictators, and basebenza inkemba to quiet abantu. But then there's this group that will seek for love and free this the bondage of religion and free also inkemba nokuba ama dictator. Then they study everything in the world and they see cruelty that is in the world. And Gandhi, they go around seeking for peace. Now, that's why Pumalu Zama Yoka and all that nonsense. It's a big society. It's what is called holistic and Kotonika Malakon. But it's that society. Your society, they follow gurus. And those people, one of them, she was very powerful, was called Banjwas from India. That guy was so powerful to a level we see people who were stressed by life, people who were stressed by this commercial life, they would go to him. And Magabambon and like just to speak with them for 1 minute, they'll be delivered from all. They will just cry and but relieve the energy. Because was so powerful, because Watala Latini, a meditator for how many years until he received this peace, this powerful peace. That so all these people were gypsies, all these people were running away, and gays and gypsies and those people were just moving around, all this thing. They found others were, they got repentant. But when you watch these programs and you watch this guy, like you can think it's a Pentecostal meeting. The guy will stand and palms his hand and Abantu will vibrate and will put my spirits out of them. Because of a level of tranquility, this guy, TV, this guy, he doesn't even watch something very violent, he doesn't kill. So, but when you are a person, when you sense the deepest level of demonic possession, because this person without Christ, no matter through peace and meditation, he will reach, because umzimba umuntu we adapt. So if you as remover from an environment evil, an environment that's evil, you don't watch movies, you use violence somewhere, you will reach something supernatural. But the fact that you are uzabi son. Only evil supernatural will come, but it will come in the way of, if you need peace, it will come in the way of peace. If you want love, it will give you love, like the Christian Science group, Shumela love, but people to Jesus. So, why? Because a life that is in a human being, it is a life of a sinner, and the Ukunukuru expects only helplessness. That a sinner is one thing that cannot save itself. So the life that is evil, so any other way, political, educational, holistic healing, whatever, or any other way you try to redeem yourself other than taking the life that came with the blood of Jesus Christ, you are already consulting demons. So okay, that's why we want to find out today. There's a famous verse, Galatians 5, because one thing you must know, Satan has got these two slogans. The most famous slogan he would always say to you, if you are a believer, the devil will always say to you, I will call right enough. He will always condemn you and say, I will call right. You are self-righteous, you are a fake. Those are the voices that he will put into you. He will say, I'm called, you must do more, whatever that you must say. But why? Because Usatane knows with if victory yet, kuye. It's a finished work of redemption. He knows ukuthi we really have to do nothing. We just have to tap onto the on what God has already done in Christ. And that is sufficient to blow him away. So because I disturb, it works in our minds and makes us scale things where we feel like you cannot believe what our religious societies that are extremely demonic, that are sending people to hell, are more sacrificial, about are more religious and more sacrificial and more devoted. But those institutions, those are, you find good tea. So, because Satan preaches to them that they should by themselves. Look at the Catholic Church, which there is nothing Christian in the Catholic Church. It's just a cult, which is a heathen cult, that does not even believe the Bible. The Bible is just one of their books. They have their books, their catechisms, and many other things that they believe, the relics. There's nothing Christian in Catholic Church. It's all my titles of O Mary and all those things, but they don't believe the Bible. So the Bible is like a reference book to them. So they believe the church, whatever the church has formulated is authority. So now, but those people, you cannot compare to those people by selling your life for a faith. You're not even compared to what the priest has to go through. Those people, they believe they are the only right church on the world. They base that on the level of sacrifice. That they take a girl in a 16 years, and do you know that when a nun, because in the olden days, Baba cater the rich families, and in those rich families, ba niggas labo baba labo were rich some privilege, because when then they say ungulungulu kumbenga neyako that it should be a nun. They only focus on rich families because the Catholic Church was built on greed. So, because they wanted, that's why even now they have the half wealth of the world. So, they know if they take over the wealth of the world, they will take over the world. So, in order to take over the wealth of the world, they had to have people who are deceived, who are going to sell their life as cheap labor, who will be in this cult system believing that they are doing God a service by selling their lives. So okay, immediately when that child, virgin, he joined this monastery, number one, in niggas was something like an army number, which is no longer a civilian. So this person is looking at himself like a summon on a Zionist civilian. So this, what happens? Every wealth, ubaba wakhe abembhale ngayo in the wheel, yalomdin, goes straight to the Catholic Church. So that's how they manipulated Kalin. Before but dice some relics, before but dice some holy water, before but dice ilokuzani pekatori, before they do all these other schemes of corruption to make money, they first made Labantu, but believe they are the holiest of the holiest. They are omis of our father, omis of our nun. They stay there. Every money that was assigned to them went to the Catholic Church because he's a civilian who says a convent. He does. Then later, initial babeshada, bahamba bakubona ukuthi okay, umabeshada baba neingane, and then the church has to have some kind of an insurance policy or pension or something to provide for them. Then a new revelation came up. They don't have to marry. See, so that imali suka kubo is in the church, and bona bangabina nothing. Emdotenga shadanga, what is he gonna live for? So again, these people who are ababekwe lapha, they have sacrificed everything. Out there, we again umchalwichi. When we are sebenza, we are living, we are married, we are enjoying the pleasures of sex and all that, and you come to tell him. In fact, manji lava manja say compromise before they didn't even go. So though that's but spiritually though that's the highest demonic level if Christians in the Christian church of deception you can find. But level of sacrifice, So ke kodwa mawubukwa banikwa into yokuthi you have to work, you have to pay yourself, and that's already that's why the biggest debate Martin Luther debating with ama cardinals, debating naba priest German when he was rebelling, those debates after Berlin 95 thesis, the basis was Martin Luther was saying faith alone by grace, and then they were saying works, because in sebenzi has been always an emphasis in the Catholic Church. So it's the greatest deception. You must not believe the finished grace, the finished work of grace. Even in Lokuzan, you must not believe God has finished. Even when you are tempted, even when if it happens that you when as whatever is on, whatever you call it, the first voice that will speak to you is the devil, and he will tell you that because in German, do a lot of religious work to try to redeem yourself. You will find umzalwane who own an addiction upon. He will be fig pipe like an ally, highlight to a wonga lama versa kulma, go fair and everything. Because you're a mess, I quit an hour trying to redeem himself. Umzalwane, who is on a king, I am a kubu, forgiveness, all that. Because Gandhi, when it comes to the side of God, the same way he was expecting nothing from you. When God saved you, he was not even expecting he took you even now in your mind you knew ukuthi uzinikela uNkulunkulu, and the greatest goal ukuthi there's nothing you must do, everything has been done. This is a new life. It will come into you by grace, and God will manifest it. But uma usupekslide or ulimala, then the devil start to tell you lies, and that's why bazane they stay there, losing their joy, condemning themselves. So okay, it's the life that is of Galatians 5:22-23, so that we rush up. I've not even started, but okay, I think we will compromise. Maybe extra 20 minutes. Kichima, Galatians chapter 5, the famous verse 22-23. Okay, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, godliness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit. Now, impilo kaNkulunkulu is I just characterized in three. But when you time mangenza lezi zinto akabazalwane, don't be doctrinal. Some days I can say seven. Ngisuke ngifuna ukuvela isithombe. It doesn't mean it's like that in terms of patterns. It's the virtue. It's the the presence, and all, then it's the Holy Spirit. Yes, which Omnium will just say God's life is the Holy Spirit. It's in a sense, it's like saying impilo yomuntu umphefumulo. If you're trying to say that, when you say God's life is the Holy Spirit, it's like saying impilo yomuntu is umphefumulo, but ukhohle ukuthi umuntu unenyama, so he's got all that. So God's own life in nature uNkulunkulu is the Holy Spirit, you know that. But here we're talking about life in a kumzalwane. How do you see the life? You see, ubona kanjani? Yabo, it's like isihlahla masikhonekthe enhlabathini, then wena uthi impilo yesihlahla is that sap akanoma it's sap noma le mthambo edonsa amanzi anyuke inside ayongena ngama leaves and all that. Omnye ngathi that's the life, but I'm not talking about the life behind the life. I'm talking about something umuntu omele ubuka isihlahla uzobona ama green leaves, abone ama fruits makunama fruits, abone ukuthi okay sishile noma sishiswe isizini noma sishe ngoba singesiphinde siphile. So that's the life. So the God's own life, there is the Holy Spirit part, and there is the virtue part. Now sikhuluma ngeverse elithi the fruits of ubona kanjani these fruits of the spirits, it's love, gentleness, and other things. And I can tell you ukuthi but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I can tell ukuthi abantu bamaguru labo bama Hindu, all these people who stay there and try to they will tell you they have all of this. They go there, they're my addicts of drugs. They come there, they come back being echo violent, loving. They have something. They come with love that you don't have, peace that you don't have. They come. So the devil can manipulate this. Most of it. So it's there, and gumzalwane who is really born again, and these things are manufactured by God in there. My goodness. But psychology can, if I can overtrain you with psychology, you can reach a spiritual level where you satan impersonate these things. So, when a virtue, what is virtue? If virtue is the power, power that a demonstrator immediately, umuntu anankulu nkulu, is already in the church life. That power is virtue. It's God's life. Ipuma is a virtue. Once you start, we are called and you have given us life to Christ, and you are in a prayer meetings and mix up and you will get into a place where the power starts to work in you. Healings. In this stage, that's where even the gifts will manifest. So this most of the time, the baptism by fire, which is considered, according to Incwadi yeZenzo, to be a vera as the last stage, kuyenzeka if fire fall in services, and that fire fall, and people be baptized by that fire and feel, and the gifts manifest. And if virtue unkulunkulu operates and babeki zandla to people and ba feel the actual fire ihamba ngomlilo and manifesting, and babe used by God, baqale to save, baqale to see deliverance. This stage is one part of God's life. And most people, when this happens, they start to think they have God. They start to think God's life is in them. Is it not so? It is part of God's life. And it is a product of the Holy Spirit. So you can go to my healing. Healing is by the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit that does that. But is it the Holy Spirit approved lo muntu impilo kaNkulunkulu in complete essence ikhona kuye na? No. Because angaba nayo le power and find that Google ama fruits ebesifundile right now, the person is the meanest person. The person sodomizana nabafana enkonzweni. The person is just out. But he has that. He has this virtue. You know, he can just stand up, whatever, and this. So that's the power. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2. We are moving very fast, but once I record you will go back because so from the Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2. So listen again in English. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So with people, and which is what's the most dominating thing in this world, especially in Africans, yeah. When abantu bebuyele madlozini and all this thing, this mutwala saka igcwele ma radio and everywhere, it is anointed umthambo womuntu omnyama wokuthi sikhuliswe ngokucajwa. So they yona every nation in a spirit in that nation, so in different levels psychologically or background wise ngokwe mother tongue. So sachaza ilanga la ukuthi ngokwe psychology thina we are black, we see sizo sesiteleka, so we that's an easy rebelling spirit catches with us. But uma ubuya egazini sizwe samadlozi. So those are demons that easily, that's why when you dangasis, you up everyone la almost everyone who loses faith he goes back kwinto yamadlozi. So it's different nations. America, they've got this thing of polygamy or the thing of cults. America has got that demon of cults. That's what one about Mormon Laba, they're coming there. All those groups, they start, it's cult spirit, it's land alive. So okay, but intellectually they are Protestants. But so we have to be delivered. It's because we're living in a band of a wicked who will send evil spirits, who will send witchcraft to us. So we need power. Emsebenzini usebenza nabantu who abanye bathwasa, abanye bakhanyisa amakhandlela and bamemeza igama lakho ubusuku bonke. You, if uke enkonzweni that doesn't have deliverance, engenayo inkonzo yomlilo, you uzoxoshwa izinto, because the power, the virtue part kaNkulunkulu is ibheke that part yokuthi yile edukise oTB Joshua and all other people, because bathe mabethola ukuthi the life kaNkulunkulu, if you pray too much and all that, and then you'll get that power and authority to cast la madimona kakhulu maphume abathakathi babanjwe ba satanists. They thought that's enough, you know, they thought that's okay, we have the life of God. Do they have it? Yes. So in a portion. So gefunda again, First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 32. So long when zuguti uz check, First Corinthians chapter 15. I mean, uz check what kind of a life. Ngaba unempilo yankulunkulu that's complete, or you have experiences, and lama experiences are treasure as a complete life. First. Corinthians chapter 15 verse 32. Go for it. So Utsilana, if after a man okay, chapter 1, chapter 15, 32, First Corinthians. Yeah, is it like that? If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts of Ephesus, what advantage to me if the dead rise at night? Let us all eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So it's, you need Ulupaulas Vezela, which he fought with the beast, which is demonic words, and you cannot do that Vezelani without power. So will a state simply unkulunkulu, it's you are serving God, and abantu abaningi abafana abaningi abalimalile abavela baphuma baya ko NJ babekwa izandla and then baphuma nomlilo. But they later, because kulula uma uqale ngale nge-virtue without ukunaka the deeper things first, the inner things. Ungaba nayo i-virtue, but ngoba kuyenzeka ngesikhathi uma uthole inkonzo e-prayerful kakhulu, i-virtue izovela kuqala. But you must have a mentor or a structure esithile sokuthi ulinde or ugadwe or le ungavele uyiphumele nje uhambele, because you uzowanqoba la beasts of Ephesus by fasting and prayer and by authority. Then tomorrow mithisa amantombazane enkonzweni because ubu lonely and all that. So it's so that's the partisan stage. I'll go to the second one. The second one is what I call the presence. This is the most interesting one. Just read Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. You read verse 16 to 18. Go quick. Galatians 5. This I say to walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yes, we learn the commandment, yeah. It's not like optional. You will not. It's sensations. So you will not, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Learn the chances I'm trying to no more call of 40 years, 50 years, 80 years. The lust of the flesh, asekas in lack. They are there. Whatever, if or everything, if or it's there. And especially it backs dates to the to your father, to the latest father. But sometimes again they can be strong, but so usually the things your father is, you're gonna have to fight them. So now okay, the lust of the flesh, walk in the spirit, so that you shall not fulfill. That means akufanele uthuke umzalwane o say but there is no moya nkulunkulu o say an experience of course nkulunkulu uma one day uthi uyezwa usenama cravings a homosexuality or who say stuck in pornographies or stuck in whatever life or we pedify whatever things are here. Why? It's because the lust has cravings, and lama cravings don't you don't get orchestrated. They are there until up and up in bed and rot in your grave. They will be there. So the walk in the spirit part is a program. It's a Christian ritual that you have to exercise. Uzo ifundiswa, and you it's like imoto igcinini no petrol ukuze ungaphelwa petrol endleleni. At verse 17, for the flesh lusted against the spirit. Now, kuya ngeke flesh up your flesh. That's why abazalwane when imzimba yabo ishintsha to crave for different things uma bengafundisiwe, they start to be fanatics and bathethisa abantu, hey mawuzwa le mizwa enjena kushuthi wena usifebe yini wena, kanti it's just the body. Like abantu besifazane have menopause and all those things, imzimba nje yethu as abantu besilisa, they change according to age. Like you maybe na 13 years uvuthi uthi ulele uyavuka ekuseni, like under yakho is wet. That's just the stage of your body. Like a woman ozothi na 11 years then you see a bleeder. Because that changing of the body will never stop. That's what you must understand. It's just the age, space, and especially these extremely religious cults, That's where they destroy people. Because umuntu emayikhula ngeage yakhe, they makuvela lama natures, they make them demons. And your nature is not a demon. A demon is an inspiration that will use your nature to satisfy ama lust. But your nature is not a demon. So now the last day, the second stage is the presence. Ngenza chaza lokuthi umzimba womuntu kunalezo zinto. So on a certain masuna 17 years, all those things, depending in many things, friends, opila nabo, the influences you get, and the abuses you went through, then it's your mental, your whole, it's going to determine how easy do you fall into the last of the changes of your body. But it's just your body. And I was once in a stage where I'm just fast and impeding. Thanks in the sea, which you could put a sister next to me, but I would not do anything. Because umzimbam at that time wawungakafiki to a level yokushintsha uvuthwe to a certain le level ke ayifani njengishito sala obaba bangafani abanye baqala early, you know, very early. So then bacabanga ukuthi manje befika ngaso stage they are struggling with demons. If you don't understand this in short, but I'm about to know, hey, Nkanuko brother, hey, brother, I need prayer, brother. But if you can be honest, if you're a person who are going to prayer because it's going to last, like goodness, you've been saved for 10 years now, 20 years, did you really got helped? You know, you might have, not so scared, you might have been depending what we demon possession in, because as when the mkuba ngumzimba wakho, you are calling a spirit until you are possessed. But umuntu osekholwa osesindisiwe ohlushwa weakness enyama yakhe, umuntu osesindisiwe akaphosise kalula, because uyayazi imimoya, uyakwazi ukuzibona masenza into to a level ukuthi okay, ashintsha, repent, ayicastle yona. Umuntu oba-possessed, it's someone mhlawumbe ongenayo new birth, but ke sicela ngene ilanga lona. Umzimba ke lona ke gets to, ngithi ke mina ka once was in that stage, but you cannot take me now like ungishiye nje endlini with a woman that's not my wife, sihlale nje. Maybe because I control my mind, because I'm a very disciplined person, especially in the zone. But is of a quaint flesh eye. Let's say we are Julia Shaweni, whatever, Kogi Night Yaka. There'll be that flashing mind. So, and gang for me to also get in cleaning lally. No, so, but because of his age in Zimbabwe, or we right now. So, okay. Ego sexual sin continue to be blind, because the more we can use man, the more you will struggle with these things. Now, okay, there is natural stage. You should have this first, but you're menopause. Now, I thought there is an age where you just appreciate a human body, or a woman nature, or the prettiness of women. And logo magwenzeka kuwe, don't think you're demon possessed. We are not demon possessed. It's just the age. Right now, yeah, it's a heathen age. Egwe, you know, heathens there. That natural thing is there. Ila bagaba funi sabat tuga ibon. When be atika dozin, they start to say no. The kunala washe rating agishana wati. It's unscientific. But God could not have written these rules. It's unscientific that funa kupene elastic anjena. Bese lezi tu susenzi ungene lumfaso yetu ukune susenzi tu isono uyenze condemnation wa umzimbu ifona, because they fail to separate with the body will never change. So mali di Bible ge uwege ofuze uwoke in the spirit the atmosphere so that you don't fulfill those lusts, because these lusts this basically said, for the flesh lasted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you are led of the spirit, you are not under law. That means you don't even to be condemned, because so these things they are precursor and they will always. So now the second stage is the atmosphere. You must constantly invade God's life, have what I call the presence. If you remain under that presence, which is like maskulumangalama stage now, it's kind of a sanctification stage. You wanna anjani get the presence. The presence will be like inspirational. Is that inspirational part of your you will feel when there are things that as a drag out of that dominating environment of Pilagion, which again, that's where the anointing falls. That's where also the inspiration falls. But again, there's many things involved here. The presence, what that's where also the call to prayer. You walk in the spirit, and it's that feeling. Yes, I gauge. I'm starting to feel. I mean, I'm going to be dropping. I'm a demon. Like I start to feel that I'm irre. It's like as well as the trouble. It's to get queen. I'm starting to coop. I'm starting to get challenge. Something annoying. Like I had to coop or I had to handle his capital. When I didn't pray and I go to a place where spirits are functional like a mall, I'll feel that. So I know which I have to meditate. No matter what, I have to meditate or find my headphone, find a sermon, or go to full prayer or getting 30 vegan and go fast. So those are the guidelines to keep yourself under the presence, which is part one, another sign of God's life. There's many things, isn't there? I'm a spirit. The okay, I'll find the second Corinthians. Oh God, I feel very powerful. I feel the presence. So okay, second Corinthians chapter 2:14-16. Second Corinthians. So if and for no sense, Kameli wanted to pray because just that's like, in one moment, once we tell him to one, he came a lot of like, as imagine, it's the presence, it's to bring yourself into the environment that is comfortable for to be intimate. That's we are meditator, that's anointing, funda device. Okay, let's go to English. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the sense of the English, the sweet aroma. Or, but did it serve a little? No, I'm going to figure it out. Oh, let me, I'm going to get you. Now, thanks be to God, unto God, which always causes us to triumph into Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet aroma of Christ in them that are saved and in them that and to them that are perish. To the one we are the aroma of death unto death, and to the other, the aroma of life unto life. And who is sufficient for all these things? Now, aroma, we all know with the perfume. Now, that means we are sipila. If spiritual condition is right, we walk around being an inspiration. This inspiration is deliverance, gubazalwan, and it is a rebuke to the wicked. If you live in this presence, you will, abantu who are demon possessed, will be annoyed by you. The typical example, Sangoma is the weakest demon. Presence. So once you nje it takes in sasasixosha thina nojugulele sasasabafana baqala ukukholwa nje sathi singena ngathi mina jugulele siyasixosha saqala sakhuleka kodwa silently like sikhulekela nje silence kodwa siyazazi si-release anointing sihlele lapha phambili sathi yey yey yes saqhubeka sakhuleka sagcina siphume saledi into ekiselilandelayo so this aroma uma iphila kwena if you maintain it and ke le aroma ixoshwa into ezilula like uba mean uba those kind of things like that ne-environment ophila kuyona watching the wrong things spending time in the world will kill that you see will kill that so again but that's where prayer is maintained and the relationship of intimacy noNkulunkulu happens and the sanctification is maintained yini ke ingozi ngaleyo zinto ukuthi uyakwazi ukubackslider in one and uvulele imbobo certain things then you start to you like leyo qala sikhuluma ngayo ukuthi nje power you can maintain your power and your anointing and yonke lezo zinto but uthole ukuthi you are no longer walking with the presence you are very dirty uyakwazi wamgcotshwa ube very dirty thina sigcotshiwe nje that's the first thing you learn masugcotshiwe ukuthi ugcobo you can do the worst things ngalo it's one thing that because ugcobo is a level of understanding it's not ukuthi kuba khona into ezowa uNkulunkulu mayifuna ukuphika your mind okay that can happen kube nento inspire but it's just the level of knowledge yokuthi iveshu kaNkulunkulu kuwena ikhona kuthina sonke wena we have came to realize ukuthi ireleaswa kalula kanjani so so-ke uyakwazi ukuthi nje so-ke now you can continue with that ngoba usuyakwazi ukhiye you know what I mean ukuthi okay umuntu onedimoni ngimbona nje emehlweni and then ngisho la magama liphume then but it can happen ukuthi you are living a very deep secret life because the presence kaNkulunkulu wahlehla long time ago mhlawumbe waba discouraged whatever and you lost so you are no longer daily anointed by God by the fresh anointing so okay, that's the part it relieves ma once you are in God's presence you are relieved yabo so okay, that's where ngisakhuluma ngabantu abanamademon people who are demon possessed will be annoyed kufana nokuthi uma emsebenzini mhlawumbe uthole kunomuntu ongakuthandi sometimes especially abantu abanobungoma abenze izinto ezinjalo you'll find that mhlawumbe omuntu we counter nje avele nje mhlawumbe intombazane ukhesha ivele ibe nolaka nje most of the time okwazi ukuthi kuxabana the presence kaNkulunkulu iyacefezeleka yona yabo but ayazi lokho so ingakho abavangeli ke bakusensa kanjalo etendini sometimes uma ipresence ihigh athi ubuka umuntu nje eze kunento ehlangana amehlo eze kunento engathi iya-ofendeka besathi ke kuqabala nje siphuma useyazi nedimoni yabo so sibone lo because idimoni malirisponda kwi-presence lirisponde remember angithi njekathiya ibhabhili le aroma iyabaxosha abanye so idimoni is either liharasa wena noma lona liharayiswa uNkulunkulu so-ke once laharaswa iveju laharaswa meaning sengisho i-presence kaNkulunkulu lizoqala linyanye so-ke ma likumuntu-ke lizonzela umuntu akunyanye so sikhathi umuntu ekunyanya yabona idimoni malisuke malimanifesta ngomuntu engathi uzokushaya lisuke licasuke lithi lizokushaya bese ulibamba nge-authority kaNkulunkulu so-ke that's where these things happen it's prayer okunye okuyingozi kule stage it's music because music is in this realm of presence that's where worship and all those things that's why the greatest deceiving thing ephilile itransider from revivals to revivals is music. The music today is ebizwa ukuthi yasenkonzweni i-music evela kwi-rock and roll evela kwi-pop people evela from different genres. So but because music exists in all of us, you know, it's that, that's why it's the most deceiving thing. Because I don't care who are you. If music, there's una zero music in you, then there's something abnormal now, somewhere. Because it's natural that music must do something to you. So, in ako abantu aba musical, they easily basitin so satan because wherever they go, they create this atmosphere. And kubo wana gulu to bakaba nguti, they ba leti presence kankulunkulu because they go with the inspiration. And so, it's a very dangerous part. Angu to make a but igle level. Ungafundu Romans 8 verse 5, just before sijombele kweyokugcina and close. Romans 8 verse 5. Kijuma Zuza. Romans 8 verse 5. It has been said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They are after. Abanayo into. All they live for is to check emzimbeni yabo. Which, okay, this is what I want. This is what ink and we are made for now. This is what I need. Then, by nagelo yon delay. You know, that's why I'm okolwa, you end up going down that you cannot go. Because, okay, it can be a doctrine in your church, but doctrines will one day, Satan can come one day, mhlambe kube nomfundisi obekuyena obhizi onitshela leyo doctrine. Then you only find one day that Lumfundisi is a hypocrite behind the scene was doing worse things. And then Satan can tempt you to question even the doctrine. So, but if presence kankulunkulu uhamba nayo, iyona is so quick to tell you where not to go. Because as fun, you know, we are not the same. You know, we sing a doctrine like yokuthi, don't go a cinema, don't go a stadium, sports, you don't go and create all that. But if we're abantu who don't have the presence of God wherever they go, they're gonna be miserable. And they're gonna blame you tomorrow, so be go documentary bit you over force what could see Kate and they didn't live their life over Valley in a cult somewhere. So the presence of God, as much as you can tell them, it's very high. If you are strong in the Lord, you'll be tempted. But they must come to this stage where they have something in them that is after the Spirit. As much as Ben Aleon, I don't care, Noma. You know, I mean, I collect all things in my life. I'm a collector. I collect everything. Mama, feel like I'm born. It's just collections. I collected a lot of them. So, in movies, because I watch movies, martial arts. The only movies I don't watch is dirty movies, especially these martial arts. I'm a soldier. I watch them. So, but I can stand anything. I can stand, okay, I cannot stand sex, of course. But yeah, if I swear to sex, the violence, okay, I can stand that because I can stand that. But once we're talking up, that's why I'm a movie guy, but Samuel L. Jackson, I don't like them. He's a good actor, but I don't like his movies. Because in the presence, he cleanliness and kunungun, in Tamba, takes off. I just cannot stand it in Tamba because it's by language you can spoke with, and I cannot stand it. So I'm saying this lab. I just I gonna law kona move a manji la family camera chase of Fago F. I gave a move. I never watched that movie again because in me you are inside, you are cursing my God in my ears, you are taking his name in vain. in my presence. So the presence part of it, it wenza yourself ube a guiding angel of yourself. So you don't need rules when you have the presence. Because as you find this in, we don't have the same background. Mina ngikhule being not a womanizer, uNkulunkulu preserved me because why chose ngisebenza kule skathi sobufebe. So and in the high pitch of in the shy eye of Febes, and uNkulunkulu he told me to do something like that. But I found this Febes, so he had to preserve me. Ebufebe. So I'm fine. No muntu okhule vele efeba elala namantombazane. Ayizufana I level the presence. Like kuyena izoshesha kuyena. Yabo? Izoshesha kuyena uzobona nje hey ngeke. Sengisala nale ntombazana ngiyazi le ngizoyenza. Aha. Nami I've got things engizazi ukuthi oh yabonake la. Presence. So that's the level again. The presence is talking about any of God's life, but it comes out. So again, Ofunde Ezekiel 20 verse 41. That's the last verse before we go to the last one. Ezekiel 20 verse 41. Verses are Caesar in terms of meditator now. When they are driving or jogging. So we have to listen to the word of God. Ezekiel 20, verse 41. Okay. This is not doctrine. Because lama verse nga quote nje, ama verse lawa, akuluma, matwa watata ya biblical prophecy, akuluma no Israel in a certain time. So unga wa read, unga wa book as inspirational verses. With a topic as kuluma nga. It's not to deliver. Go and learn. We must interpret the Bible prophecy. Deliver, reject, deliver. So come on, Israel, God is card. Those who talk, so can one culture when learning the culture as an evangelist, just inspirational. I will accept you with your sweet aroma when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. So uNkulunkulu ngizange ngathi ngelanga ngichaza lento ukuthi lesikhathi siphila kuzona ubungcola okusezweni ikona true presence kaNkulunkulu ezohlanza ibandla likaNkulunkulu. That's why I was ngiyacabanga umphendula this guy yeah, I want to see video. This guy of who's this guy? No Vesta or something. This guy many also manje hlenye ukala ekuthusindisiwe. Which is I'm not doubting that because ukusindiswa is a process. So, but I don't like this thing of labantu who succeeded by the ma celebrity emiculo yezwe, club dancers. I don't like the way abangena ngayo ebandleni. I hated it all my heart. I'm not saying umuntu cannot be saved, but I hate that thing which they want to carry that celebrity status. You mean that new Vesta guy, like usekwilevel ukuthi angaba ku CFCI usebiza ama altar call userubhika ibandla sekuyena uthi abazane bayambamba bayamjaja. What does he even know about the church? The guy inculo yakhe usadlalwa endaweni zamanyala na, he is still living by that income. But because I'm amazalwane, they are already the mabandla already in the world. Abaziboni izinto that has to as letter of Satan ekufuze ibandla zihlanzwe ngabo. I process enzakalayo, umhlaba and the churches will get more wicked. Individuals, not groups. Ifuna lokubambe with all your might. It's never gonna be a group. It's never gonna be a group. Ehamba no Babuskakana, or ehamba no Mukwena, or ehamba no Babuban, ehamba no Babuba. It's never gonna be like that. It's gonna be individuals in different groups that will have 11 presence kaNkulunkulu where they will rather ngaye cinema because no move edlala manje engamthuku Jesu. I'd rather ngayi eklabhini because kuzofika to a level where every restaurant it's gonna be like a club. Like every restaurant will, like already now all restaurants are starting to sell every form of liquor, which was not like that before. And every restaurant is gonna have strip dancers. It's gonna be so normal. Because if you know my strippers, your restaurant won't make money because I'm not will want to be in one place. Abogi soccer. At the same time, I put jewel. I bet at the same time, I be booga strippers. So the world is gonna go slowly. Movies, as you know, movies now are favoring gays. Gays have to come in any everything you do now. Gays, even a movie business, tell him any government, do you agree you're gonna employ gays? It's been women before. It's gays now. So it's gonna go like that to a level which we are not gonna be told game territory now, because everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody has got a Google account. They are bound to, a man can use a phone till now and get a with dark world. There's too many sites that a person can do filthy things. Look at the worst things. So you are not going to be told rules now. You have to have a presence. You must have something that you feel dread, that you feel which no. If you don't have that, then the path of God's life it is still lacking in you, because you it's not good to suchela umfundisi now. Awuzuchela umfundisi manje ukuthi read the Bible. Something must cry in you. So izwe lizobahlanza abangcwele bekhonza ndawonye nalo ongahlanzwa. Uma izoqhubeka enjoy everything. Yabo. Aqhubeka agcina idoctrine la, kodwa so ke be careful of that, because it's not gonna be a rule no more. It's gonna be God's presence. Particularly as poor Meg Log. Bese siye kuyokugcina. Eyokugcina is the Holy Spirit, which everybody knows. Is that is the Holy Spirit, which is, let's just read maybe okay. Maybe read there's many verses talk about the Holy Spirit. I don't want to waste time. Lenjelo kala ngikhulume ngalo, ama fruits are of the Holy Spirit. But I just want to put the Ephesians 4 verse 30. Because angizokhuluma ngayo kakhulu, because it's what almost abantu abaningi who thought I was gonna talk about. Because that's what they know. Ukuthi impilo kaNkulunkulu is the Holy Spirit. But I wanted to show ukuthi it's different things that make one life. Funda Ephesians 4 verse 30. Okay, yes, yes, it grieve not the Holy Spirit by whom you are sealed until the day of redemption. Now the Holy Spirit is grievable, because the Holy Spirit is not a sensation. The Holy Spirit is a tangible tangible ball in your soul, in your heart. It's not, when you have the Holy Spirit in you, you are not like a person who only in the sensations, because the level is cool, your presence is good sensations. There's gospel music, there's a lot of these things. There is sometimes you don't feel right, there's sensations, there's inspiration. But the Holy Spirit is just a living ball, like super bilayo in your heart. It's something that's there, but again, it doesn't get there just in one day. You can be baptized by the Holy Spirit today and don't it manifested by speaking in tongues and maybe signs and stuff, but later it becomes something that you feel in your heart is there every time. You feel it's there. It's like a living shapeless thing that's there. See, as someone when we want to, like, we know which is clean, but yeah, that's what is usually emphasized by Trinitarians when they make him one, they make him the third person. So but I'm talking in terms of a nature in us, when in feelings, it's just a tangible thing that's there. So it's moving like ministering in you. Yakutshela when ulambela izwi, yakutshela when sometimes just moves and reveals, like mina nje ngihlezi when it upload the message like in clear meaning upload and abakhala nabo sibaya ngazi I'll just there's a way I'll just come and click his shoulder because sometimes so heavy my whole shoulder is moving. So then it's just a discerner, it's a convictor, it's joy, it's a revealer, it's a giver. It gives things for free. And it leads directly. Sometimes by audible voice, if God has promoted you to a level, you would come out audible voice. Sometimes by a voice in your heart. Sometimes you know when busy lang audible voice, but because of 11 also saying how like he might give you a voice just to bless your faith. But the Holy Spirit is there. It's just that militant a companion that is just never gonna leave you. But what can happen is can be grieved. And if entries when you say pillar in a level of tangible, like sometimes giving physical thing as a cigar, like is my entries I'm eating normal. Like, wow, what's happening there? Yeah, well, what's happening because it's like moving in my flesh now. So, okay, it's not like a spirit or a vapor, it's something that's there. So, so you sometimes you feel it shrinking. And it's just a terrible, very terrible environment. Sometimes you can do things as the gecko clean. And the Holy Spirit doesn't really get affected much because the Holy Spirit is covered by the blood. What is affected when you are tediousness unclean is what limits my presence to presence. That's what usually affected. But the Holy Spirit is affected by the word. When the word of God is blasphemed, or when the word of God is compromised, or when the word of God is not being given to people, or whatever offense that is the Holy Spirit is grieved, and you just not enough. You cannot stand. You cannot. How to so rude? So okay. There's many virtues like fullness of joy and all those things, and but the manifestation of tando, because on my stages under the presence of God you might feel love like yakutula lapana yakuthandazwa, so you might feel that love, but it might not be charity. Charity is the love of God that is burdensome. It's not just a emotional, inspirational kind of love. It's a burden. You like, when the Holy Spirit wants you to pray for something, it puts a burden. You'll pray for a person, but a burden is there because, so okay, that's the Holy Spirit. It's logo big voice of prayer, love, joy, those are all instruments of charity. That means God's own love. They are a burden. It's something that once in a while you'd mount when the inventory you just see a lot of things as wrong, a lot of abuse, a lot of abuse you did to your wife. You just find yourself apologizing for something about this being accepted. Like as I was telling you yesterday, which the jokes we used to do, Nabafana, example, we joke about a sister. Or something, clamping no prad, what he no, funeral was sick about fun of joker fraff, getting us to where was a man's and go say, Holy Spirit really wanted to kill me because of those things. So, because he burden, Utan Lakona, he burden. Are you any feeling? A feeling can you can push a feeling away. Not a burden. When God puts a burden, going abandoned by Uncle, everything, you'll sacrifice everything to go preach the gospel. So when God puts a burden where to pray for people, you will. That's why I mean, when I want to pray, I first pray so that God gives me a burden to pray, because mangzo tanda asaje, like I'll be discouraged by one thing then. Usatana discouraged by one thing. Come against zele. But if we have burden, so that's the Holy Spirit. It's a sign yokuthi you were converted. It's a sign that you are converted. It's a sign, and you are constantly repenting, because it will relieve to you that you are offending. So okay, I'll stop there, and it convicts us, you know. Ofunde, just closing verses, Romans 12. Ah, I'm getting actually 10, man. I think I've said him. Romans 12, verse 9 to 8. We're closing now. Romans 12. So okay, usuye azibona ke manje ukuthi you do have yini impilo kaNkulunkulu. Like, omunye uzothi, I do have the Holy Spirit. But you find that you don't have virtue. You didn't pray enough. You didn't live in an environment where you can have enough to help you back train how to live to a level of deliverance. And you change some kunukul by fire. You keep a matimo in oxisa bazalwan. So okay, the virtue. Well, it's got more picks like today. Now, enough. The virtue won't work, because virtue always needs the power. So okay, you read until one. Romans 12, verse 9 to. Okay, isn't he? See, oh God, chapter 12, verse 9. It says, let love be without dissimulation, abhor what is evil, cleave to that which is good, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful. Verse 9 to 8. Am I reading the right thing? Verse 8 to 9, 9 to, oh, but I don't know what I wrote there. But again, yeah, you can see that love, you can see ukuthi it's a burden. You put, and only the Holy Spirit. You know, you can be taught, you can be given a doctrine, and then you learn the psychological. But that's hypocrisy. We all know that young people are psychological is hypocrisy. Then, but money burden. You just, it's just gisho mna ngithi ma kwahletshwa ngomuntu. Kwahletshwa ngomuntu nje. Kwakushiwa izinto ngempela. I just feel into sike enhlizweni. Yebo, because uNkulunkulu uvela athi nje animazi lo muntu odlulephi lo muntu lo. You don't know. Abantu banama issues because bedlule imini ezithize. Abanye ba-rage, abanye banjani. Abantu abanonga babuza nje banezina abantu. So wena uyagosipha because ubona i-effect ephuma ngaphandle. So le nto yayishiwo ubantu le gospel artist eyahamba yothandazelwa uTB Joshua iphuza kakhulu bando Chaba, I think. Bembuza bem-interviewa lapha lately. Ukuthi about the issue yakhe yokuphuza kakhulu na then ashi statement athi abantu ababe quick ukukhomba izinto ezikusustainile ngalesikhathi befuna ukukhomitha i-suicide bengazange ba investigate ukuthi bezikusustaina from what abantu ke. Because it's very judgmental, it's quick to say, hey, upho udakulani ecule gospel. But uzama ukuvezela ukuthi le substance abuse ayidlayo uyidla just because ubalekele ukuyibulala. So umoya ngcwele we will tell you that before ukhulume kabi ngaye, what can you do? See. So ke read that verse ufunde ekhaya lethi we have peace with God. Maybe ufunde na Romans 5 verse 1 because it's like Romans 5 verse 1, then we go to the last chapter, last one. Romans 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's one of the signs. He's got peace with God. So, okay, last verse, Jude 1 verse 19. Jude 1 verse 19. So, okay, this is the life, bazalwane. So, I just wanted to unpack Lento because sometimes there's into they are explaining mangivangela like 1 hour angakashoyo lutho, so I rather just angistick nje kuma short sermons, teachings, messages. Read ifunde yakho ngikhohlwa activate iLento. I record these are the these be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the spirit. So they don't have the spirit. Mawufunda kodwa la abazali abagcwetshiwe labo, abazali abakhipha amadimoni labo, abazalwane who are powerful preachers, because listen to the Bible, mixa phakathi kwabazalwane, uNkulunkulu. So okay, this thing was put in mind. This is the nature of in life, of God's own life hidden in us. There is that life, and may God bless you with it. I encourage that if you are mntwana kaNkulunkulu, it's one thing oyilangazelelayo. It's God's own life, and is manifesta ke kanje na sichazile ukuthi ke. So we package gonke ekugcineni, it's the Holy Spirit. But it's going to understand, because baningi abantu today we think they have this Holy Spirit of conversion ekugcineni, kanti they only have that Holy Spirit of gifts, and they don't know that, you know, they never been converted. Abanye baba ibaya in a religious service, behlushwa ama drugs, and they really got delivered. The virtue went in them, and I'm a gift that manifest. Abanye abakwazi ukucula baqala bacula gospel, and they don't wanna go all the way. Yabo, see, they just wanna go. Baveze this side ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungisize, like this artist ebengikhuluma ukuthi bay depressed, elala ngamaphilisi teno wasizakala enkonzweni. But that there's a lot you have to do. If you are repented ngempela, you should forfeit. It's either you study a business, or I don't know, but you cannot continue doing gas was come and do the career there. We career, bazalwane, you might as well umuntu oy pimp or run a nightclub or on a stripper's aqhubeke run that career, because that's his livelihood as well, and it's legal. So I don't know which amaphi la career wabo which become permitted to continue in a celebrity status because when you kungcono ngisho umzalwane owaqala wa repent, wakholwa, waphila a whole life of blessed sanctification, then after 15 years athi ukubhekisenta kancane abile kwizi, that person is better because uyazazi ukuthi uyayazi the perfect yabo, and uzibuyisela than a person also aphenduka ngendlela e-wrong, a-entertainwe efika nje. Nangu AKA lapha wayeziphuzela utshwala namantombazane eziphilela enezikandali eziphublic, avelela amafleti edakiwe xabana entombazane ayeza yashona, person ephila public evil life, then come uphasa ukabela ukuthi ikholwa lapha. So these celebrity conversions are satanic, and I know nobody's going to listen to me, but if banganginika ithuba bacheck impilo yaNkulunkulu kubona, once ungaphendukanga kahle ekuqaleni, ukuphenduka bazali ukunyanya izono zakho, ukunyanya actual impilo yakho, uye embulelo womoya engcwele. So uma uvele ufike enkonzweni umotivatewe, uthi uyafika enkonzweni utshelwe izinto that are good about uzokususa la kuse la. How do you think that Ntshumayelo will ever convict you? He'll never convict you because you are never told ukuthi wena uyisoni. You have to come to a place where you don't trust yourself, but to figure an inspiration that will make lempilo boyiphila uyinyanya. Now umuntu still go out there and entertain his zone under the same inspiration and go everywhere and live lempilo boyiphila uyinyanya nini impilo yakhe. So chatige, it's for another day. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, siyabonga msindisi. Be with us, O God. You know, Nkosi, we are not all holy than thou. But at least we know what you want from humanity. In Jesus' name, be with us in this hour. And bless abantu bakho. And bless your children. In Jesus' name. Especially as we see isikhathi sibi. These sermons, let them convict us. Let them help us. Singabe abantu who listen and remain evil in our operation. Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, help us to be prepared for thy coming, Lord. Scripturally, doctrinally, a message, prayer life, deliverance, or any form that we have to be. Siyavuma conditionally with pig sleeting because of his name is Pilaxon in the environment is Prayon. But we cannot take ourselves, Lord. We cannot save ourselves. We pray that Jesus reveal individual to us altar. Reveal an individual to us where we must pull ourselves from the lambs then. In Jesus Christ's name. Pilise umaga mshanale kuda. In Jesus Christ's name. Kulunkulu maske. I pray for her in Jesus' name. Kulunkulu in Jesus Christ's name. I send your grace now, and it's done. Siyabonga Baba, may you put them in your care, in true faith. O Christ, God says to Jesus, because we are concerned about Zalbethu, Lord, especially if behamba, saying, I was satisfied about state sabo, no Christ. But when I was in Tlizio, I was ukhumana nomtese mpeteni. We pray you do, in Jesus Christ's name. Ibandalati, amen.